Hey, thanks for joining us today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad that you found us today. I've got a question for you. Are you feeling stuck? Like maybe you've hit a wall and just nothing's moving forward? Well, you're not alone, and you're not without hope. You know, the Bible is full of people who faced impossible situations, like Mary, Noah, Job, even the Apostle Paul. And they all experienced one thing that changed everything, a breakthrough from God. So today, Pastor Rick continues his series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. Rick's going to walk us through biblical accounts of faith, prayer, and perseverance, reminding us that God still moves in powerful ways. Whether you're in a season of waiting or searching for hope, this series offers encouragement and biblical truth to help you keep going and get the breakthrough you need. Man, I really need this message today. So let's get right to Rick for the final part of a message called How to Pray a Breakthrough Prayer.
Now, God says, stand still. Don't move. Just wait. Be quiet. Stand strong. If you run from a difficulty, you run from a difficult marriage, you tend to fall into another marriage and you're going to have difficulty there. God wants to teach you that he's sufficient in everything. So he says, you don't need to fight. You don't need to move. He said, you don't even need to worry. Twice, God says, don't be afraid. Why does God say that? Why do I not have to worry in the breakthrough prayer? Well, here's the question. Has God ever lost a battle in all of history? No. We lose battles. God has never lost a battle that he fought. So you can't lose. If God's fighting the battle for you, you can't lose. You're going to win. Now, what do I stand firm? He says, just stand strong, stand firm. How do I stand strong? How do I stand firm? There's so much in this chapter, I couldn't even put it all in the outline. So look up here on the screen. Verse 20 says this. Here's how you stand strong. Put your faith in God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Have faith in his prophets, and you will succeed. Now, as your coach, as your pastor, that's what I'm praying for you every day. I'm praying that you'll be able to stand firm in life, you won't fall over, and I'm praying that you'll succeed. I pray for your success in life. My goal is to help you be successful in every area of your life. And he tells us there how you do it. Well, the way you get stability is by putting your faith in God, his character, and the way you get success is by putting your faith in what his prophets have said. This is it. It's the word. And the more you get in this book, this is what God spoke to us through these prophets. He said, if you do that, you're going to succeed. The more you're in this book, the more you're going to succeed in life. If you're not in this book, you're going to make all kinds of mistakes that God said, yeah, you didn't need to make that one. So he says, stand firm on the character of God and stand firm on the truth of the Bible. Now here's the fourth step. The fourth thing you do in a breakthrough prayer. There are five things. And you can do this every day in these little five-minute things. Thank God in advance for the answer. Thank God in advance for the answer. And the reason I chose this particular story from the Bible is because it perfectly illustrates the power of thanking God in advance before you get the answer. And notice, this is an unusual battle strategy. George Patton would have fainted if he'd been given this order. Verse 21. So then, based on all of what God had said, the king appointed musicians and singers in robes, in choir robes, to march out in front of the army. In front. Circle the phrase in front. He appointed musicians and singers to march out in front of the army and to loudly praise and thank the Lord as they're going out to the battle. To the battlefield. And he even tells us what they sang. Here's the song. This is what they sang. We thank God. His love never quits. I think we've got a song like that. His love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. He's saying, we thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We love you. Your love is cool. It's always there. Now, would you agree this is a bizarre way to organize an army? The king goes, okay, musicians, okay, guitars, trumpets, keyboards. They didn't have keyboards then. Everybody get out of here. You're in front. You're in front of the army, and let's start marching down to the battlefield. Now imagine this. The three enemy nations, three times as many people, on the other hill, and they're looking down, they see this choir in front of the army, and they're going, what is going on? The Israeli army, the Jews who've been trained in the forces, they got the army in front, they go, yeah, what is going on? The choir, who's headed toward the enemy on the front line, goes, yeah, we'd like to know what's going on, because we're the tip of the spear, and we don't even have any weapons. I got my little flute. And we're going to sing a song. Thank you, God. We love you. You're great. Your love is eternal. What's going on here? It's a symbol. It's a metaphor of the principle. We're thanking God before the battle. We're thanking God in advance. We're putting the choir before the army. Okay? Now, prayer and praise, when I praise God, that's verbalized faith. Thank you, God, you're taking care of my bankruptcy. Thank you, God, you're taking care of my pain. Thank you, God, you're taking care of this conflict. Thank you, God, and I'm thanking God in advance. Now, I want you to notice the power of thanking God in advance. The next verse, verse 22. At the moment they began to sing, there, thanking God. At the moment they began to sing and to praise, the Lord caused the armies of these three enemy nations, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, to begin fighting among themselves, and they destroyed each other. Now that's cool. They haven't lifted a finger, and they win the battle by thanking God in advance. When are you going to start thanking God for that breakthrough in your life? You've wanted it all your life, but you haven't been thanking God for it in advance. You've just been begging, like you have to bargain or bribe or pressure God to say yes. God wants to say yes. He's waiting for you to show faith. When are you going to thank God in advance? When are you going to put the choir before the army in your life? I know people who come late to church, so they miss the music. I'm going, are you kidding me? That's part of putting the choir before the army. You need to sing those songs from your heart because you have no idea how God is going to use them during the week. When you thank God in advance, when you praise God in advance, it's not just singing. And by the way, you don't have to sound good. The Bible just says make a joyful noise. Even a pig can do that when it's eating. Okay. Some of you are prison singers. You're always behind a few bars and never have the right key. But the Bible just says make a joyful noise. Anybody can do that. So you thank God in advance for the answer. Now, here's the final part, the fifth part of a breakthrough prayer. This is the kind of prayer I'm teaching you to pray every day for your breakthrough. Number five, expect God to turn battles into blessings. Expect God to turn battles into blessings. I want you to notice what happens when you let God fight your battles. Verse 24 to 26 says this. When the army of Judah, that's the Israelites, the Jews, you know, Jew comes from Judah, you know that. And Judah was one of the largest tribe in Israel. When the army of Judah finally arrived at the battleground, okay, they're a little late to the party. When they get to the battleground, the valley was covered with dead bodies. It's already been fought. For as far as they could see, no one had survived. So, the battle's been fought. All they had to do is thank God in advance. Nobody had survived. They had turned on each other. So, they went out to gather the plunder. You know, the spoils of war. You know, we could use those swords. We could use those clothes. We could use that cart. We could use, those wheels, all those things. So, they went out to gather the plunder. And they found huge amounts of equipment and clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry back. The material blessing was so big, they couldn't even carry it off in a day. More than they could carry back. In fact, there was so much loot on that battlefield, it took them 3 days to collect it. That's over an abundance of God's blessing, material blessing. On the fourth day, they gathered for a worship service in that valley, which they named the Valley of Baraka. Baraka, because the people had thanked and praised God there. The word Barak means to bless in Hebrew. The word Baraka means a blessing. And the valley of bitterness, the valley of burden, the valley of battles was renamed the Valley of Blessing. God wants you to live your life in the Valley of Blessing, not in the Valley of Battles. God wants you to live your life in the Valley of Baraka, the Valley of Blessing, where there's so much blessing, it takes you 3 days to carry off the spoils of war. It's superabundance. It's overabundance. God doesn't want you to live in the battleground, in the Valley of Battles. You've been fighting this battle against your parents or your spouse or your kids or the teachers at school or your boss, and you're in battle after battle after battle after battle. God says, I don't want you in the Valley of Battles. I want you in the Valley of Blessing. And I want to bless you so much it takes you 2 or 3 days to carry off all the spoils. Because they thanked and praised God there, they renamed the valley. Now, that tells us the three results of a breakthrough prayer. The first thing is you get more blessing than you can handle. You're praying for a breakthrough in your life. You say, how am I going to know when I've had a breakthrough? Oh, you'll know it. You'll know it. If you don't know it, it's not a breakthrough. It's so big. It's so cool. It's so amazing. God did that. It's not one of these ones, well, that was kind of a cool little thing, but maybe I could explain it away as a coincidence, or maybe I just did this. No, no, no. When there's a breakthrough, you just go, the only way that could have happened is God did it. And that's what I'm praying for you. He says there's more blessing than they can handle. Outdone expectations. God wants you to live in the Valley of Blessing. The second thing that you know you've had a breakthrough is you love God more and you want to worship him more. Because when God does that kind of thing in your life, he just did for these people, you go, God, you are too cool. You are so great. You are so wonderful. People say, I don't think I love God enough. No, you don't realize how much he loves you. When you realize how much he loves you, you're going to love him. You're going to love him because nobody loves you like God loves you. It makes you want to worship God more. Look at this verse on the screen, verse 27. Then Jehoshaphat led his troops back to Jerusalem, where they joyfully celebrated, that's called a party, folks. They joyfully celebrated the great victory that God had given to them. In these 34 days, we're going to have some parties break out in this church. When something happened, I've already received a bunch of these from people who said, there was no way this could have happened, except I've been praying 3 times a day the way God wants me to pray for a breakthrough. And so you share your breakthrough story, and it makes you want to worship God. It makes you want to give thanks. Now, the third benefit, when you have a breakthrough, makes me love God more, more blessing than I can handle. Third one is, this is cool, unbelievers start noticing. And the people who don't know God around you start going, what is going on in her life? Look at that man. He has something, some kind of blessing on. He's got favor of God on his life. I mean, he's got the same problems. That family has the same problems we do. They're just handling them a whole lot better. What gives? What's with this? Unbelievers take notice. And when you have a breakthrough in your life, it is a witness to unbelievers. It is a witness to people who don't know God yet. It is a testimony. God gets honored. And every you get blessed, God gets honored. Look at this last verse on the screen here, verse 29. It says, when the nations surrounding Israel heard how God had fought and defeated the enemies of his people, those nations were all afraid to attack. I guess so. Yeah, that choir before the army thing. Well, let's try that one. Yeah, they were afraid to attack. So Jehoshaphat enjoyed peace and security for the rest of his reign as king. I like that. That's what I'm praying for you. Wouldn't you like to have peace and security for the rest of your life? Breakthrough prayer. Breakthrough prayer. Not any other way. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to pray too. Let me ask you first, where do you need a breakthrough? If you don't know, how can God give it? God brought you to be a part of this church at this particular time in history because he has a breakthrough for you. He wouldn't have brought you here today to just listen to this and not experiencing it. The fact that you're here means God is saying, he's signaling to you, I want to do a breakthrough. You need to get that clear in your mind. What am I asking God to do? And then you can use this outline as a guide for your prayer times. Let me ask you, do you know Jesus Christ? If you don't, I'll lead you in a prayer in just a minute. You can do this. You can have a breakthrough in your own heart. And while we're at it, let me ask you, what gift are you going to give to express your gratitude for the past, your priorities in the present, and your faith in God in the future? Father, I pray for our congregation. I pray for our family. As I look out on all these people, I love these people, but you love them even more than I do. And I'm asking you to do things that only you can do. Lord, we're not asking you to do stuff that we can take care of ourselves. We're not asking you to do things just so we could be lazy. But Lord, all of us have problems that are uncontrollable. We have things in our lives that are unmanageable. We've tried. We have things in our life that are unknowable. We can't figure it out. But it's not a problem to you. So I'm asking on the behalf of my family here, my flock, our body of Christ together, that you do breakthroughs in the days and the weeks and even months ahead because of the prayers that are going to be prayed. Now you pray. Say, Lord, help me to start my prayers focusing on you, not my problems. Help me to remember your greatness and your power. And help me to remember your promises and remind you of them. God, you're great. God, you're strong. God, there's nothing too hard for you. God, you're all powerful. You're all knowing. You knew every problem I'd had long before I was even born. And God, are you not the God of heaven who can do anything? And God, did you not help me in the past? And have you not made promises to me? And will you not do it again? I'm asking you for a breakthrough. And God, I'm being as honest as I can that I'm looking to you, not to a consultant, not to myself, not to anybody else. I'm powerless. I can't change this thing on my own. I don't even know what to do, but I'm looking to you for help. And I'm willing to stand before the Lord 3 times a day, just waiting and watching and listening. Help me to listen to what you say in your word, to make sure that I'm in the Bible every single day so that I'm getting that soul food to grow spiritually. Lord, I thank you for the things that you said in the past that you're saying to me today, to relax, to not be afraid or discouraged. Thank you, God, that it's your battle and you got it. You'll handle it. Help me to just keep serving in the position you put me in, to discover my place of service, and help me to just wait and watch and see what you do. And God, today, I want to thank you in advance. I'm going to stop begging you for this answer, and I'm just going to start praising you and thanking you in advance for the answer. Thank you, Lord, that the check's in the mail, that the answer's already on its way. I'm going to expect you to turn the battles into blessings. I'm going to expect you to bless me in a way that I can't even handle it. and that I will give more back to you as you give more to me, and as I give more to you, you give more to me. And I learned the blessing of generosity, thanksgiving, and I pray that my life will cause unbelievers to notice that my breakthrough, that the blessings on my life are so great that people want to know you too. If you've never asked Jesus Christ in your heart, say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and life right now. You be the manager of all the unmanageable things in my life. You be the controller, the CFO, the CEO of my life, the chairman of the board. You be the Lord. I want to learn to trust you. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to have a friendship with you in the days ahead. And I ask all of this because of what Jesus Christ did when he came at Christmas and rose again after his death at Easter. And so I pray this in his name. Amen.
Hey, if you've just prayed along with Rick to accept Jesus in your life, Rick would love to hear from you. Just email rick@pastorrick.com. We'll send you free tools to help start your relationship with Jesus. And now here's Rick to tell you how you can partner with Daily Hope to take the Word of God to the world.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to ask you to join with Daily Hope as we focus on fulfilling the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. That's where Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you to the very end of the age. You know, sharing Jesus with others is the most important thing you can do while you're alive because you're helping people determine their destiny. If we join together, we can reach across the whole world with the message of Christ. And that's why I'm asking new friends to partner with Daily Hope. You see, by becoming a partner in Hope, we're able to take the good news of Jesus into almost every country of the world, including regions where it's difficult or even dangerous to share the good news of the gospel. So I want to invite you to join us. Become a partner in Hope. Today, with your first monthly donation, we'll send you a special gift to welcome you as a partner of the Hope family. We love you. God bless you.
To become a partner in Hope with convenient automated monthly giving, please go to PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. And when you do, we'll send you a special welcome gift to say thanks. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. Thank you. We hope you'll join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.